They're malnourished.
And it's, you're listening to show number 494, February 19th, 2014.
If they're chirping, howling, meowing, or growling, we're talking about them at Animal Talk Naturally. For all the information that you need to know, it's the Animal Talk Online Radio Show. Come join us now, hear what we have to say. Part animal nature, the natural way. Our pets are a part of the family, a special loving bond with humanity. If you really want the knowledge of your pet to grow, apply what you learn and learn what you know. Celebrating the art of natural animal health, the truth of animal nature, and the love of the human-animal bond.
And now, here are your hosts, veterinary naturopaths, Dr. Kim Bloomer and Dr. Jeannie Thomason, your first resort for the health of your pets.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kim. I'm one of your hosts.
And I'm Dr. Jeannie, your other host.
Today, Dr. Jeannie and I are going to talk about, really, we're going to rant about, worst dog foods? Really? This is a never-ending topic, and we always hope to end it, but it seems people in general and the majority don't really want to know the truth, and even if they do, they realize that they're going to have to make changes. But nevertheless, we hope that listeners will understand that kibble is kibble is kibble. They're all the worst. There's no such thing as holistic dog food, and I know we've talked about this subject in every angle that we can. We're just going to take it from a little bit different, maybe here and there today. And we don't really have any announcements. As we said, we're working out the webinar thing is working out differently than we had hoped, and so we're incorporating things that we're learning that we want to put into our courses, and that's really where we're putting the main thrust of our focus is into those courses. Fleshing them out more and giving them more depth. And so we encourage you to go to animalnaturopathy.org to learn about those courses. You may think that you've known all these things, but we put them into order and into a foundation that you will be able to, even if you don't want to be certified or be a health coach of any kind, an animal all health right. coach, just for your own knowledge. We put everything into perspective for you in an orderly fashion, unlike the radio shows that are, here and there as we come up with topics that we want to rant about.
Right.
Okay, so let's do get into the topic of the show today, and that is what prompted this was that there was, and it seems like every year or so, about every year, somebody will come out with a list that names the top worst, seven best dog foods.
Right.
Dry and canned, the top best. I'm thinking, what do they mean by best? I mean, really.
Right.
I want to start with, I want you to know that you're going to be told, I know that someone I know, a family member who went to and got a pet from the shelter, and of course got the whole rundown there, and the first thing that they told her was, don't feed raw.
Oh, yeah.
Don't feed raw, and as this person was talking with my husband, he said, that's because they want to make you a lifetime client and your dog a lifetime patient for however short that lifetime will be if you listen to them. And that's really the God's honest truth. And we go through this over and over and over on our dog group. We will bring up when somebody says, well, I'm beating a better and a holistic pet food. And like, there's no such thing as a better or holistic. They might just have less of some of the bad ingredients in them, but they still are not carnivore specific, or they're not avian specific, or they're not equine specific, because anything that comes in the form of a pellet that's been, cooked and heated and extracted and molded into this little shape and put in a bag to feed whatever animal it is not species specific or natural. I don't care how many.
Not even digestible.
Not even digestible.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Well, yeah, and if it was put into this form, it's processed food, and it is never going to be expedient for that animal. It's
right.
not healthy for that animal. It can't be. It, even if it had good ingredients, which they usually don't, because this industry, this animal food industry, was created as a way to get rid of the refuse from the human food industry and make money from it rather than throwing it away.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so even if it did have so-called, they sound like good ingredients, they're fruits and vegetables. You're feeding a carnivore. If you're feeding a bird or any kind of a small animal that is an herbivore or even an omnivore, does it look like a piece of fruit to you, or does it look like a piece of fresh vegetable to you?
Oh, it might have food coloring or something in it, but that doesn't mean it looks like.
And even if they say they don't have any artificial colors in it, again, it's not what animals will eat when they are eating what they were designed to eat in the wild, and they do not cook. Animals do not cook. I've never seen
humans
an animal
cooking. Humans are about the only species on this planet that do cook their food.
Right, and I kind of question that too. I eat a lot more raw foods than I used to, and I feel much better when I do. I feel sluggish when I'm eating, you know, the more cooked. There's a treat that, and it's funny because Dr. Jordan sends us a lot of this stuff because she's learning all this and implementing it, and because she's living and teaching as an animal naturopath, not as a veterinarian nowadays. She sent this, and she goes, of course, this recipe came from a vet. She goes, so-called full of gluten, wheat flour, and rye, and healthy dog treat. And I won't name, I'll link it if you guys want to go read it, but please don't make this particular treat for your dogs and cats. It is anything but species-specific, okay?
Yeah,
and this vet even says that he's whipping up these treats filled with flavor. Yeah, maybe for a human.
Mm-hmm.
But not for our carnivores. It's got whole wheat flour, rye flour, oat flour, ground quinoa, and potato buds with some peanut butter in it, and broth, and applesauce, and canned pumpkins, and rolled oats, and baking powder, and then a little bit of your aromatic cinnamon, oregano, and thyme thrown in for good measure.
Does that sound like anything an animal would find out in the wild anywhere?
No.
Let alone put them all together.
Yeah, and you make sure you use a vegetable spray and line it on a baking sheet and then make little bones. You can get a cookie cutter that looks like bones and, you know, cut those out and then, you know, and you'll think you're feeding the dog a bone. But why would you ever cut out something like that in the shape of a bone like they do at a lot of these dog bakeries?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know instinctively that that's what a dog is supposed to eat, a raw one.
Right, a real one.
A real one. You know, I could name all the usual suspects on this list. I'm going to let you guys read this because this show is just not long enough for us to go into all the details like we once did. You can learn all the details in our courses. But this, I'm going to go to what they said, the top worst and best. I'm going to go to the so-called best.
Okay.
There was a raw food listed here, and it says this. It has ingredients. It has all, and they're raw. You know, they're ground. And they're grass-fed, and lamb, beef, venison. They'll have rabbit, lamb, turkey. All of that's good. And vegetarian. That was the part that got me. And vegetarian for a carnivore? Why? To appease you?
Mm-hmm.
If you are a vegetarian or a vegan and want to have a cat or dog, realize this. They're carnivores. They eat meat, and they need it raw.
Get yourself a bunny rabbit.
You have to get over yourself a little bit if you want to have a cat and dog. And if it's gross for you, wear gloves, whatever.
Right.
I mean, it just is what it is. They are carnivores. And trust me, like my husband always tells people, if your dog or cat were left in the house and you died in that house and they had no way to get food, trust me, you would become what they scavenged.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are scavengers. They're opportunistic scavenger carnivores. Cats are just as much as dogs are, and dogs are just as obligate carnivores as cats are, regardless of what you've been told to believe otherwise. The truth doesn't hinge upon our beliefs, by the way.
No.
Should be the other way around.
Right.
Okay, so let's go on to a couple more, and there was another one that I hear people say, but I feed this one. And it'll say that there's no chicken or poultry byproduct meals, there's no cheap fillers, there's no artificial preservatives or colors. And they'll say it's grain-free. It'll have real meat and fish and poultry as the first ingredient. However, it's cooked.
And where did it come from?
Cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And where did that real meat, fish, and poultry come from? What parts is it? Is it rotting? Is it the stuff from the rendering plants? What is it?
Yep.
Is it the junk stuff? Because I guarantee you it's not going to be fresh, good stuff.
But it doesn't matter anyway, because by the time it's been processed and cooked and all the proteins coagulated and caramelized and the vitamins and minerals destroyed from the heating, you know, there is no nutritive value left in it. Doesn't matter what it starts out with.
No.
That's why they have to spray, you know, a vitamin and mineral mixture, synthetic, by the way, onto these little pellets before they put them in a bag. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to put it contained anything nutritive at all.
And the synthetic vitamins considered a toxin, the body recognizes it only as a toxin, not as something of value or nutrition to the body. And if there aren't enzymes, live active enzymes, then the vitamins aren't going to work anyway.
That's right.
Vitamins need enzymes as their catalyst.
Yep. And the enzymes come from it being raw and alive.
Right. It has to be a raw food. It has to be a raw food. Or you have to supplement that, and definitely should not be a synthetic one. Why would you do that when the simplest thing to do? And people say, but it's too expensive. I got news for you guys. My husband and I have a deal that we, by building relationships with those who supply our raw food, our raw meat, $22 for 55 pounds of meat, raw meat and bone.
There you go.
You tell me. And I know people who get even better deals than that. They'll get it free. They're away.
Free, exactly.
Yeah, if you really want to, from hunters and so forth, from farmers that are getting rid of their stuff, you know, that they can. If it's a personal, little small farmer, they're away.
Yeah, or just your neighbor,
really want
you know.
To.
Throwing away freezer-burned meat.
That's right. Getting rid of the freezer-burned stuff that isn't going to affect your carnivore.
Right.
I mean, there are so many ways. And for us, it's been far, far, far cheaper to feed our dogs raw, simply because they don't. We don't have vet bills.
Right, there you go.
And we don't have to, and we'll talk about these wellness checks coming up on next week's show, okay? As we do a little thing about my vet said. But really, this doesn't make any sense. So I'm looking at this one food, and I remember I'm laughing at this one because I used to feed this one back in the day. I thought I was feeding a really good premium. That's the word premium, complete and balanced. We're going to talk about complete and balanced on an upcoming show. So it'll segue from this. Nutritional formula. It's a nutritional formula that says it has 4 high-quality meat meals, and diversified carbohydrates. Why carbohydrates for a carnivore?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Stupid.
And meat meals, you guys, okay, you need to look up what that really means. It does not mean meat in the sense it could be beaks, feathers.
Oh, it's meat. It's meat, all right.
It's all the stuff that you would not. I mean, I watched a hawk. I forget the kind. Your brother knows what kind that hawk was, Jeannie. I can't forget what the name is. A hawk, and we watched it. My husband watched it. Just, you know, a pigeon was flying across the yard. The hawk had been sitting there waiting. Boom, nailed it and ate it. It plucked it and ate it in our yard in 30 minutes. Killed it, plucked it, ate it right there in 30 minutes, right there in our yard. And we watched it. I took a couple of pictures of it doing it. It plucked the feathers, then plucked the down, and then it ate the insides, ate the middle part, left the feet, left the head, and left the spine, but ate everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Ate the legs, but it didn't eat the feet, didn't eat the head, didn't eat, you know, it ate, and it plucked all the stuff. So it wasn't eating feathers and beaks, trust me.
No.
But that's what this meal stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to be healthy and nutritious for your pet? And again, I must add and say again, these are all cooked. Animals do not eat cooked food. How is that healthy for your pet? How are they going to have the enzymes and the probiotics and the trace minerals and the minerals and the vitamins and the nourishment that their bodies need to thrive? If you want optimal health and not have to make repeated vet visits that are only going to weaken and sicken your animal more, why would you continue to feed this?
Everybody wonders why their dogs are so hungry still, and so they keep feeding them or giving them treats, and they're getting fat, but they're still hungry.
And we're coming to the end here, and I just want you guys to just know there is no such thing as the worst dog foods because they're all the worst.
Right.
The worst cat foods, the worst horse feeds, all of it is the worst. It's all processed junk food. And on that note, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening. Jeannie, in the spirit of love and truth, we hope you all have a
tail wagging, hoof stomping, wing flapping, perfectly animal talking day.
That's all for this time, and thank you all for listening. You can find all of our past programs at animaltalknaturally.com. And for your natural pet health consultations as the first resort for your pet's health, you can find Dr. Jeannie at drjeannie.com or Dr. Kim at drkimbloomer.org. The Animal Talk Naturally podcast is a production of Animal Talk Naturally, all rights reserved, and may not be resold without express written permission. The advice, views, and opinions of our hosts, guests, and other contributors are only suggestions and not meant to replace actual medical care for yourselves or your animals.
Our guests' views and opinions do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Animal Talk Naturally. Thank you.